Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. What a magnificent God you are. You are grandeur in all your ways. You are a peaceful God, and you want peace in us, peace in our nation. Yep, today is August 24, 2022. You are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You want peace in our world leaders, peace in every nation, peace. Peace. You want peace, Lord God. So we thanking you, and we receive that peace in the name of Jesus. We receive that peace, the kind of peace that you give. Oh God, there's no confusion in the peace that you give. You're the peacemaker. And so help us to be peacemakers like you in the name of Jesus. So Father, we thank you. Well, we are peacemakers. We bring peace because you are the peacemaker going with us. Everywhere we go, there's peace. There's love, there's joy. Oh God, there's peace. The fruit of the Spirit is within us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because you've given it to us. We receive it and we are thankful for it. So we say welcome to Wednesday midweek Bible study. Lord, we thank you that you are the amazing God that we need. So we welcome you to Wednesday midweek Bible study. We thank God for you today. We thank God that you came on with us out of your day, your busy day, but we thank God for you, you and you and you and each person that's on, those will be listening later. We thank God for you. We thank God, Father, we honor your presence today. There's no God great like you, Jehovah, no God mighty like you. You're omnipotent, most powerful God in the universe. There are other gods, but they're little g gods. You are the most powerful God in the universe. We appreciate you, Father. We bless you today. We give you glory. You are the King of glory. Nobody's great like you. Nobody's holy like you. Nobody's mighty like you. Oh, Father, we thank you today that we can call on your mighty name, your holy name. You are the King. You are the Magnificent One. Be high and lifted up, our King. We adore and bless you. We are honored that you, oh God, are with us, and you will never leave us. You won't even forsake us. You don't leave us for a minute. You're always with us. You're omnipresent, omnipotent. We give you glory today. We thank you that you are Lord, God, King, Abba, Father. And so, Father, we ask you, Lord, to continually walk with us, talk with us, guide us every day. We need you. We need you like never before. And we are thanking you for your love, your grace, your mercy. We are thanking you for your faith, favor, favor, favor. We appreciate your favor today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for a day of healing and health today. As we read Exodus 15:26, which says, and he said, if thou would diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord, thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and will keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. And Father, your word in Deuteronomy 7:15 says, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. Put none of these evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. And Proverbs 4:22 says, and they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. So help us to find them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We are grateful that we could call upon your mighty name today, your holy name. Father, you are so awesome. We desire to have words that really are suitable to describe your greatness, but we don't know of any human words that do it. So we are saying you are awesome, you are mighty, you are holy, you are omnipotent, you are the King of kings, you are the most powerful God in the universe. None can compare to your greatness. You are wonderful. You are the King. You are the Shepherd. You're the one that watch over us morning, noon, and night. So today, Lord God, we come to give you praise and thanksgiving. We come to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you today, Father God. Thank you today. Thank you for your gracious mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you that you are Abba, Father. Lord, we appreciate you so much. We give you honor, glory, praise, thanksgiving, for you are the King of Kings. You are the ruler of every nation. You are the ruler in Africa, Asia, Antarctica, Australia, North America, South America, and Europe. There's nobody that's great like you. None can compare to how awesome, how mighty, how powerful you are. We appreciate you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. Oh, we in August. Yep, getting ready to get out of August and go into September. Everything the Lord say, we're willing to do it. August 24th, 2022, a day we've never seen before, but we are privileged to be in this day. We are privileged that the Most High God ordered our steps into August 24th, 2022. We thank God for each of you today joining us. Well, we are so grateful, you know. We're grateful for the Word of God. The Word of God says he honors his word above his name. And you know God's name is very powerful. And so you know his word is powerful as well. We're thanking God for the Word of God. Psalms 149 says, sing a new song to the Lord. Sing his praise in the assembly of godly people. Today, let's sing unto our God with a new song of adoration and praise. So we're going to ask the Lord to order our steps. In the Word of God. We thank God for you. Yep, we have a new song today from Sister Mary Nichols. She's a singer, a worshiper, a praiser, and you know she's a mighty woman of God. Good afternoon, Sister Mary. How are you?
I am blessed. That's what I am. I was also on mute. I'm
all
just grateful for this day. Okay. Let me get here. I've been thinking about a song, one for the times that we are in, and the song I received this morning was "I Know Who Holds Tomorrow."
Amen.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I know tomorrow from this sunshine. For its night may turn to gray. I don't worry about the future. For I know what Jesus said. And today I'll go be glad again. For I know what is ahead.
Today and forevermore, he holds it. Thank God. He's an awesome king. Thank you so much, Sister Mary. Beautiful song. We have Sister Vivian on here. I'm going to ask her if she has a song that she can sing for us today. She's a songstress as well. Thank God for you. Good afternoon, Sister Vivian. How are you?
Good afternoon. How is everyone this afternoon? Praise God.
Praise God.
Wow. I am going to just do a little praise song. Praise God.
Amen.
I will come and bow down at your feet, Lord Jesus. For in your presence there's fullness of joy. There is nothing, there is no one who compares with you. I take pleasure in worshiping you, Lord. I will come and bow down at your feet, Lord Jesus. For in your fullness, there is fullness of joy. There is nothing, there is no one who compares I take pleasure in worshiping you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Amen. We do take pleasure in worshiping the Lord and bowing down before him at his feet. Yep. It's nothing like worshiping our God. Thank you all so much for the song. It's, I'm going to ask Sister Mary if she could pray for the families all over the world as God leads you.
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we do praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day and for an opportunity to come together again to give praise, prayers. Lord, we are just grateful. Grateful, Lord. I want to pray, Lord, for the spirit. Yes, I can call it that, of gratefulness to encircle our world. Yes, there are things that we want to complain about and not or feel happy about. But, Lord, there is great joy in knowing that you are over all, that you have opened up the opportunity of salvation for every single individual who's ever been in the world. So, Lord, we just pray for health and healing and peace and learning. All of this, Lord, comes from you, joy in the world. So we just thank you, Lord, for being our God and offering us the opportunity to be saved and come to you as your children and to expect and know that you keep your promises. So we're just joyful and happy to be in the world today under your amazing, unfathomable rule. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary. Sister Mary, I'm so grateful you're on today. We're thanking the Lord for you. So we're grateful that you are part of Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. And I thank God that you've studied about health and nutrition to benefit your family and all the families that need your help. We thank God that he loads us up with benefits every day. And one of the benefits that God loads us up with is health and healing. And we appreciate that because we want to be healthy. We all want to be well. Now, God does his part to heal. But we have to do our part to receive the healing that he sends in order to stay healthy. There's a thing, there's something that we have to do. So, you know, we thank the Lord every day for what he does. Because, you know, he's doing great things for us. Sometimes, you know, we don't understand God's way, but we can trust in the Lord. When we trust in him, everything is going to be all right. We just have to trust in the Lord. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we just got to learn to trust in God, because he's going to help us through every situation that we face. Don't you remember when Jesus was on the earth? He stayed in the presence of God all the time. He knew not to get out God's presence. And he spent so much time in the secret place with the Father. So that's what we got to do. He came here on earth as an example. You know, he's our example. So we got to remember to follow Jesus. Now, Proverbs chapter 14,
verses 12 through 15 says, there is a way that seems right to a person, but eventually it leads to death. Even while laughing, a heart can ache, and joy can end in grief. A heart that turns from God becomes bored with its own ways. But a person is satisfied with God's ways. A gullible person believes anything, but a sensible person watches his steps. So whose report? That's what the Bible says in Isaiah 53:1. Whose report will we believe? Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Proverbs 15:30, the light of the eyes rejoices the heart. A good report maketh the bones fat. Good news make us feel good. Let's all plan to succeed in our health and cancel the spirit of sickness and disease and premature death. So we are thanking God today. We welcome our family member, Sister Mary Nichols from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. She's a holistic coach who is a part of our Wednesday midweek family Bible study family. Good afternoon again, Sister Mary. It's time.
Thank you. Thank
to
you,
help us.
G.
Yes, ma'am. So, go right ahead.
The scripture, one of the scriptures, and I had earlier this week that I was going to talk about a certain subject, and I'm having great issues with my computer. It's not cooperating with me. So
okay.
I'm going to talk about something else that many of us are dealing with. And this is called Fit the Frame. And I'm talking about our skeletal system. That is our frame. Frame holds all of the inner parts in together, as well as it holds our bodies up against the force of gravity. So I have some scriptures that I want to read. First, Hebrews 12:12-13. Therefore, lift up your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. And when I read that, I thought, okay, arthritis, achy joints, all kinds of issues with joints and shoulder and neck and head. I thought that was talking about the problems that we as human beings, after a certain time, have issues with our skeletal system. Although our bones are very light, they are strong enough to support our entire weight. Additionally, bones, the body's organs, and store calcium to release it when it's needed by other parts of our body. In other words, our bones are vital to our bodies, and having them broken or achy or brittle won't do us much good. And I think it is God's will to have healthy and stable bones. But of course, the devil doesn't want us to live a fulfilled life and would prefer we suffer for the rest of our life. But God came to give us sound health. So here are a few additional healing scriptures that we can confess before the Lord about our bones. And Sister G read, read one already that I had on my list. If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all of his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 8, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Another one is that Psalms 91, which covers so much. Psalms 91, verses 10 through 16. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. He shall call upon you, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life, I will, and show him my salvation. Good health, I believe, prepares us. The Lord prepares us, but he gives our bodies strength and ability to move and his being. We thank him. Thank him for it. So I do want to talk about bone and bone health. Our frame's job is to hold us up, as I said earlier, hold us up against gravity and protect our body from trauma. The spine is the most important piece as it surrounds and protects the nervous system, holds our posture upright. And that little statement came from Dr. Living Good, a popular doctor who's on the internet, but he has a clinic in Texas. We're just grateful that the bones, though very light in weight, are very, very strong, and we must do what we can in order to keep the strength in the bones so that they don't bend, they don't break unnecessarily. So I did want to read what one of the issues that we have with our bones and our joints is about arthritis. It's a term that is often used to mean any disorder that affects the joint. Symptoms generally include joint pain and stiffness. Other symptoms may include redness, warmth, joint, or in that area, swelling, and decreased range of motion of the affected joint. In some types of arthritis, and other organs are also affected. And we do know that there are two types of arthritis. There's just the regular pain in the joint and swelling that is just arthritis. And then there is the rheumatoid arthritis, which they don't often tell us that it is caused by a bacteria. And that is generally the most debilitating type of arthritis, but it is not something that is supposed to cause us great financial strain, because even the rheumatoid arthritis can be cured. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to say that. The FDA doesn't like anything that is going to cure a disease or a condition. So let me backtrack and erase that. I didn't say that it can be greatly proved and changed by a simple drug called microplasm. And that if you have rheumatoid arthritis, it can be changed by simple drugs as opposed to long treatment with all of the pain and suffering that goes along with it. As I said, I'm grappling with my computer. So, and arthritis is not supposed to be something that waits until a certain age to attack our body. It is something that happens depending on what we put into our body and what is missing. Arthritis, as well as, well, the doctor that I work with has a book in the Smithsonian that talks about 600 different diseases and conditions that are a result of nutritional deficiency. Arthritis and osteoporosis happen to diseases or conditions that we deal with. All right. This is not moving. I wanted to read you something, too, from the doctor that I work with. I don't know if you all have heard, Dr. Joel Wallach, W-A-L-L-A-C-H, has been researching issues and doing real research for the NIH, and he won a nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize in medicine, and he's gotten awards from the UN just based on all of the research and the healing projects that he has conducted over the last 60 years around the world. And arthritis is one, he says that it's one of his favorite illnesses. And it's like, how can you say that? Because he has proven with some of the things that he has discovered that we don't all have to suffer with arthritis and osteoporosis and the different joint and bone issue. In his book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and the reason the book is called Dead Doctors Don't Lie is because he has a kind of a quirky sense of humor. He went back and did a study of all doctors who had passed away to find out whether the doctors followed their own advice or did they not, and they wound up passing away early. And so when he did his study, he found that doctors generally do not live as long as their patients. So that's why he said dead doctors don't lie. From this book about arthritis, and some, we used to call it rheumatism, it is a devastating degenerative disease of the joint. Symptoms of joint noise, joint pain, swelling, and deformative changes are typical. The cause of arthritis is listed as unknown by orthodox medicine, and treatment is of the take two aspirins and leave and live with it manner, or to give prednisone. A synthetic form of cortisone is used to treat symptoms. In fact, osteoarthritis and degenerative arthritis are a complex of nutritional deficiency. In the case of rheumatoid arthritis, a chronic infection with a microplasma is the overt cause. Again, if the truth were released, the orthodox doctors would lose an entire specialty in short order, so they keep it a secret. The dietary calcium phosphorus ratio of 2:1 is ideal, yet impossible to attain in an unsupplemented diet. A vegetarian diet gets close, but is complicated by a natural chelating substance found in plants called phytate, which makes even supplemented calcium unavailable. The calcium phosphorus ratios of food items is consistent. Like if you eat grain, it has maybe one part of the ratio, one of calcium, and then it has eight of phosphorus. Red meat is 1:12 for phosphorus. You get one calcium molecule and 12 of phosphorus. If you eat organ meat, liver, and kidney, you get 44 molecules of phosphorus and one of calcium. Fish usually gives about one of calcium and 12 phosphorus molecules. And if you drink carbonated drink, you get one of calcium and 8 of phosphorus. Eating grain and drinking carbonated drink lessen that ratio of calcium as opposed to phosphorus in our diet, which leaves us open to the joint issues and the bone issues. It is easily seen that none of the calcium phosphorus ratios of the basic foods are anywhere near correct. These increase the calcium loss from the body, including the bones and teeth. The more meat you eat, the more calcium supplementation you need. So if you eat a lot of meat, red meat, then I would include other forms of meat, the chicken and other things, that your body and the cell actually need to take in calcium. the treatment of arthritis should include about 2,000 milligrams calcium and more if you eat meat 2 to 3 times per day. Your body also needs magnesium at 800 to 1,000 milligrams a day, and cartilage or collagen, and collagen is the latest thing in the public eye that is supposed to help. Collagen, glucosamine sulfate, and chondroitin sulfate should be included in your diet at 100 milligrams twice daily for rheumatoid arthritis. And the cure, almost said it again, the way to change the rheumatoid arthritis is by taking tetracycline and minocycline at a low dose. Some information also, as a holistic health coach, I do have a source to get all of the supplements in one place that are measured out according to Doc Wallach's ideas. Also, tell you that we're talking about, have been talking about foods that help us with our bone health and joint. Let me try to pull this up on my phone. We have generally been taught, or at least they used to teach, nutrition in school. And I'm not sure that the kids are really getting that much nutritional information and information that they are taking to heart or being used in their families. I always think about when I was on the State Board of Education for Oklahoma, that sitting in my car early one morning before I had to drive 100 miles to a board meeting, so it was like 6-something in the morning, and the kids that came to the convenience store, they were getting all of the pop and the potato chips and donuts and cookies and all kinds of stuff like that. And I feared that that was their breakfast. They were not getting the regular nutrients that their young bodies needed. Also, to prepare their brains by the time they got to school and had to deal with math problems and social studies and all of that sort of thing. So soda pop, I did want to say that girls have the most issues, even as they are becoming teenagers and onward. Women are more likely to have problems with their bones and their joints at some point. Because especially those girls who drink soda pop, the soda pop takes the calcium out of their bones. And when they continue year after year after year to ingest the soda pop, then that means that they are losing calcium from their body. And so we as senior adults, as men, as senior adults, if you are still drinking lots of soda, taking the calcium out of your body that your bones need. It also plays a part in some of the other issues that we might suffer, because a can of soda has about 12 spoonfuls of sugar in that one can. So that will help us get closer to diabetes if we don't have it. My computer still has not come up on that list of foods that we need in order to help our bones. Just off of the top of my head. Of course, you know that there is calcium in milk. And if you are able to drink milk, please do. It will help your bones and your joints. If you are among those who have issues with drinking milk and milk products, then try going to goat milk rather than the cow milk. Cheese is also a good place to get calcium. There are a number of leafy green vegetables that we should be eating in order to develop our calcium, maintain our calcium. And this time suggests that if you can afford it, use organic green vegetables to try at least to avoid some of the sprays and the chemicals that they put on our food to keep it looking pretty and green, but it is actually poisoning us. So if you eat all of the leafy greens that you can, make sure, if possible, that you use organic. If you cannot get organic greens, also fruits and vegetables, wash your greens and other vegetables in vinegar water with a little salt added to it. That will at least get rid of some of the chemicals that have been sprayed on our food, and also clean it up so that we're not always ingesting everything that comes to us in the form of food. So the leafy green calcium is a very important ingredient that we need to be having in our body. So calcium and D3, vitamin D3, is also very, very important for bone health and joints. I have vitamin D3 that is supported with vitamin K, and the vitamin K is added to the vitamin D3 in order for us to absorb it. We also have to be kind of careful about where the calcium comes from. If calcium is a bunch of ground up rock, then it is not as helpful to our body as getting calcium through the nutrition and comes with other kinds of chelated calcium, which is really, really fine calcium, and then the vitamin D3 is necessary it is just holistic. And yes, it talks about various foods, the healthy green vegetables like spinach and greens that we have always been eating. Bok choy. I grew some bok choy in my garden, but we've had such heat in Oklahoma that it is not pretty as bok choy. But collard greens and turnip greens and all of those things that in our culture we have had to cook and eat, but it's been a blessing from the Lord that what it's meant for not good has been good for us because we generally have had very strong bones, praise God, but promote strong bones. And I did want to remind you that we have been over the last few months talking about some of the things that we want to avoid for our health. And one of the things, and I've just mentioned, soda pop. Drinking soda within one hour of when you eat your food, that it does something with the intestines that prevent you from absorbing the vitamins that you are getting. And sometimes that it conflicts with our bone health to drink soda so close to our food consumption. It's the carbonation that is the problem. Sugar is everywhere, and I've talked about sugar, but you can avoid sugar because sugar causes inflammation, cancer, and other diseases feed on sugar. So, and we always relate diabetes to eating sugar. Ask the Lord to help you not sugar. And I tell you, sugar is put in practically everything that's processed because it's sweet, and the food industry knows that it can be addicting. You get a little sugar and then you want a little bit more, and it just keeps going on and on. So sugar is one of those things. Are you drinking your one half of your body weight in ounces of water? One half of your body weight in ounces of water every day. So if you weigh 100 pounds, then you should be drinking at least 50 ounces of water. And that's to keep your body flushed out and all of these other toxins and things that are accumulating helps keep those at a minimum, washing them out of your body. Avoiding wheat, oats, rye, and barley, because those four things at least destroy your intestines so that you cannot absorb vitamins and nutrients that you actually are getting into your body, but you can't absorb them because of the wheat, oats, rye, and barley. And wheat is not the same wheat to be grown 50 years ago, even. They now have this hybrid 18-inch tall wheat stalk. So try to go gluten-free, which is not eating wheat. And there are no gluten-free oats. So don't believe them when they tell you on the package that these are gluten-free, gluten in it called gliatin. And so it will do the same thing to your intestines that the regular oatmeal will do. And so when your immune system, which is partly in your gut, is destroyed through the non-absorption of minerals and vitamins, that also means that your bone, the bone marrow where the white blood cells are made, will not be, the bone marrow will not be strong as it needs to be in order to produce all of the white blood cells that fight the bacteria and the viruses and all of the things that our bodies have to contend with now. So I just want, that was what I wound up talking about as the next time. I hope I will have something, go back to the other thing that I thought I was going to talk about. Are there any questions?
All right. Sure. Well,
nope.
Mr. Mary,
no questions.
Go ahead.
No, I just said there are no questions. Oh, okay.
Well, we thank you for the presentation. It was very valuable because I take a supplement, calcium, magnesium, and zinc.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, yeah, it was very, very valuable. I take vitamin D, but I don't know if it has vitamin K in it. So a lot of these things going to have to look into, but it was very, very informative. I appreciate it so very much. So we're going to be closing out soon today. I want to let you all know next Wednesday is the fifth Wednesday of the month. And so from the fifth Wednesday of the month, we will not be coming on. So you probably won't get a text from me next week, but don't be alarmed. We're going to return September 7th. So you don't get a text, that means we're not going to be on, but when you'll get the text September 7th, you can rejoin us again. So I'm going to ask Vivian if she would pray for, thank God that our babies are healed. You know, it may not show up in their bodies yet, but we know that they're healed in the spirit, and it's going to show up soon. So Sister Vivian, if you could cover baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere, I appreciate it.
Yes, Lord, we do pray for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere, Lord. And we are thanking you, Father God, for these children, Lord. We are thanking you that they are totally healed for their head to the sole of their feet, Father. Lord, we pray for children and babies all over the world, Lord, that have some kind of illness, Lord. We are praying for them, God, that they be healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. We pray, God, the blood of Jesus that run through their veins and cleanse them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for our children. Yes, Lord, every seed, every womb that held the baby, God, you made it possible. So, Lord, we thank you, God, for what you are doing. Oh, God, when we turn it all over to you, God, you do great things and mighty things for us because you're just that kind of God. And we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
so much. Powerful prayer. We thank God for, you know, being able to communicate in prayer to our Father. That is a privilege that we have. And thank God that he answers our prayers. Sometimes they don't come and we want them to come in, but he does answer. We got to stay tuned in to Father God. We appreciate him. So I appreciate each of you all coming on today. We're going to be closing out in prayer momentarily. I'm going to ask Sister Mary if she would close us out in prayer. We thank God that no backlash, revenge of the enemy is going to come back on us because we are protected under the shadow of the Almighty's wing. So, Sister Mary, I want to ask first if anybody have any questions, comments, anything anybody want to say before we close out.
Enjoyed the presentation. I think it was very informative for us.
We always look forward
to hearing from Sister Mary Nicholas.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Vivian. All right. So, Sister Mary, if you want to say a closing prayer, I appreciate it.
And, Sister Vivian, we're still praying for your sister.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dear Lord, we're just going back to being joyful about who you are and how you care for us, how you love us, protect us, and you have saved us. There is no God but you, and we just thank you, Lord, that you have revealed yourself to us and that we can come close to you because you love us. Lord, we just thank you for this program, Sister G, and all of the work that she does in so many areas. And we just thank you, Lord, for how she shares with us your word and her life and her many talents in order that we may know you better. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the callers who are on. And, Lord, we just ask that you would order our steps each and every day that we can turn to you no matter what the situation is and that we will know you more as our Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I love each one of you, and I thank God for you all coming on today. May the Lord continue to bless you, watch over you, protect you, guide you on a daily basis. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Thank you. Love you.